Hello everyone, so I'm Fabien. I'm a PCB designer, so I design PCB for a living, and I also do some KiCad development on my free time. And today I want to talk about collaboration, collaborative design between mechanical and electrical software. So there's just a few words that will come quite often. There are ECAD and MCAD. So ECAD stands for electronic computer-aided design, and MCAD is the same thing, but for mechanical. So KiCad is an ECAD, and well, for people in this room, FreeCAD is an MCAD. Just defining those words because they will come quite often. So basically in KiCad, what we do is we design PCBs, so stuff like this, and in an MCAD software, we design most of the time the box containing the PCB. And the topic today is collaborative design. So how can we have some kind of collaboration and synchronization between both worlds? One option though is that ECAD and MCAD, they're not the same software because there are some packages that try to mix both of them, and then collaboration would be a different topic. So in this presentation, we'll go as follows. Basically, I'll introduce a few ways of doing collaboration. Some simple ones and more complex ones. And then we'll deep dive into IDX, basically seeing what the features are, how it works. And then we'll discuss about the KiCad implementation, which is, for now, a proof of concept. It is not ready to be released whatsoever for now. It is a proof of concept. So let's go with, basically, how we can do collaboration with ECAD and MCAD. Why do we want to do that? So during this presentation, I used the PCB new icon, which is the greeny thing here, to represent the ECAD world, and the gear icon to represent the mechanical world. And basically, if we want to collaborate, if we want to have collaboration between both software, it's because, well, we are designing together the same devices also. And we don't want to do something like design the PCB, build the PCB, and then design the mechanical part around it. We want to design them together. This is time-saving because, well, we can design at the same time. And also, most importantly, it allows us to take MCAD consideration into while designing the PCB or the other way around. For instance, maybe, well, we have, I don't know, like, a gear, a moving part or something, and so we cannot have a component here. And the ECAD tool needs to know about it. And last but not least, the primary use of collaboration is making sure that it fits. Because, well, there's nothing worse than having your PCB, having your box, and they don't fit together. That can also happen, for instance, if you have, well, PCB revision 2 with mechanical part version 1, and that is, well, an issue. So, ways to do collaborations. The very old way that I hope we don't use anymore is basically sending drawings like a PDF or paper. We could use this on paper. So, in this example, this is an MCAD-driven collaboration. At least this change is MCAD-driven. And so, basically, from the MCAD software, we will print or send a PDF containing the 2D drawings. Then the ECAD user will need to basically convert this information into the ECAD software. That is slow, so it's not very good, and errors can happen when you